seem fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss, Dr. Holly Lucille, and Lisa Davis.
Hi, Decker Weiss here, and we are doing a modern view of hypothyroid. We're going to a segment now where we're going to talk about natural versus synthetic thyroid. There's two different ways of replacing it when we're looking at medication systems. Of course, there's always an option of trying to restore that thyroid, but right now I want to talk about the differences, the strengths and weaknesses of synthetic versus natural. I know that there's camps out there that only want to use synthetic thyroid. They believe that it's a drug version. You may have heard of levothyroxine. You might have heard of Cytomel out there. Cytomel is this synthetic active T3. You might have heard of levothyroxine or Synthroid. That is the storage form of T4, and they kind of use them together, use them apart. But some people are staunchly holding into that synthetic world. Others are saying, wait a second, natural is always better. The natural form has some of that T4, has some of that T3 in it combined. Holly, do you have a preference with your patients?
Well, I want to back up. I think you said something that's really important in that restore versus replace. Because my fear when we're looking at the thyroid is that we are doing with these patients what we did 30 years ago with Premarin, meaning it doesn't matter who you are, what size you are, how old you are, what, you know, anything about you. It's a cookie cutter type approach where it's like you're on 0.625 milligrams Premarin just because you're going into the old lovely menopause years. Okay. Mm-hmm. Same thing with thyroid. If we give a medication, do we really need to? Let's say, and many people present in my office with these signs and symptoms of underfunctioning thyroid, hypothyroidism, low metabolism, and guess what? They're otherwise healthy. It's my job to go, hey, well, what the heck is going on? Do I really need to medicate them for the rest of their lives? Where's the exit strategy there? We're talking about, you know, replacing somebody's hormone. Wait, shouldn't we restore function first? So I think that's important. I think that's a really important thing that you said, Dr. Mm-hmm. Weiss. I love it. Replace mm-hmm. or restore. I always seek to restore first. As far as synthetic versus natural, so the natural form is a porcine derivative. That's pig, okay? So it's a glandular from pig. And I always say, well, sure. It's natural for pigs, but actually it is, that's the marketing thing around it. And that's a little blend of, as you were saying, exactly. Oh, no, we got listeners out there.
I am evolved. Holly. Yeah.
throwing our boys under the bus. I'll give you an example. I have a patient. I just saw her yesterday, actually, and she doesn't have a thyroid because of a thyroid cancer and unfortunate surgery. She's been on Synthroid for a long time. We need to adjust her dose, but guess what? She's been doing just fine. And as a naturopathic doctor, you might think, oh, you're going to use natural thyroid, quote unquote, right? She's doing just fine. She's got perfect conversion from T4, which is that Synthroid or levothyroxine. It's that T4. It's kind of mocking what the body does. And I am not going to touch it.
I agree with you.
I think if that's really working, smart.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Lisa,
I think that makes
how
a lot
often
of sense.
In medicine, Lisa, how often in medicine do we hear where it was working great and my doctor just tweaked around with a little bit saying this is better and goofed it up? When I was a younger doc.
Yeah, that's true. You want to be careful.
Yeah, and when I was a younger doc, I used to do stupid things like that. Like somebody come in and say, oh, 20 years on Synthroid, and I'd be like, yeah, but the natural one's better. You know, it's this porcine thing, and let's do it. It's a combination of it. And then all of a sudden their weight goes up and down and goof it up, and now I leave them alone. One thing that I always want to repeat, though, is both forms can deplete calcium. It's the nature of thyroid replacement when you're not restored.
What is the mechanism of that? I mean, what is the mechanism of that?
It has to do with parathyroid suppression. And it has
okay,
to
so
do
the
with
para, so that's these okay, little so glands.
Put that in layman's terms.
The para, around, outside.
It is, and of course, okay. I didn't study my parathyroid system getting ready for the show. But in essence, thyroid metabolism and calcium metabolism are married by certain hormones. So when we bring up the thyroid hormone level, it can suppress the amount of calcium that is available for bones and absorbed and utilized by bones through a parathyroid hormone, the PTH. So it's a known mechanism, and there's this. These people that will go around and say, well, if you're on the natural one, it doesn't cause the bone loss. It's not true. I've been doing this so many years. Lisa, it frustrates me because osteoporosis is one of our most preventable things. And I will always tell them, if you're on thyroid replacement, synthetic, natural, whatever, you need to take that calcium and get those good exercise going for those bones.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Well, it sounds like to me that, you know, whether it's synthetic or natural, you need to be able to listen to your naturopathic doctor or your physician, whoever you're going to see, and let them help you. Because if you go in there too stubborn, I think it can be dangerous, right? If you're like, I only want synthetic or I only want natural, you need to be open-minded is what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, and the physician needs to be open-minded too. Because you find the camps are stuck in both departments. They're stuck in this natural version, or, you know, because natural is always better. And it was funny, I was flipping around on websites, and this doctor always recommends natural. Well, I have some cases of the Hashimoto's that the synthetic does work better for my patients.
And I think that's so important that practitioners really need to empty their cup when anybody walks in that door. It's like everybody starts anew. There is no textbook cases anymore. You know, it's like you've got to be able to focus on the individual. Let's talk about folks who absolutely imperatively need thyroid replacement therapy, because I actually have some lovely, stubborn people who are like, I don't want to take any medication. And yes, that even means my thyroid. And I'm like, yes, but dear, you don't have a thyroid. You have to replace this. That is a very important piece of education. Also, if the thyroid has been destroyed by that autoimmune reaction, the attack on the tissue, then for a long period of time, then that is also a situation where, hey, yes, we're going to have to look at where that autoimmune disease started, and we're going to have to pay attention to that anyway, but the gland itself, because that tissue has been destroyed and the mechanisms of actually making the thyroid hormone at the thyroid level are going to be damaged. So that's another place where I see that synthetic or natural thyroid replacement therapy is needed. But so many other cases, the need to replace is not there. The need to restore function in the overall being is there.
Yeah, and it's very difficult when you're talking about restore versus replace. There's different mechanisms to help restore the thyroid, but that's, I mean, I would argue that that's going to be a much more individual assessment, right? Right, Holly? Meaning that if you're trying to restore a thyroid versus replace, the replacement to me would be providing it, looking at symptoms, looking at labs, moving on, versus trying to restore it would be a whole different individual type of mechanism, right?
Yeah, but I think that if you're going to treat the symptoms of what people are presenting with clinically, we've got to understand where the problem is. Because I see so many people that get placed on thyroid replacement therapy and their symptoms persist. And then their case becomes a whack-a-mole game because they go in and their dosage goes higher or their form is different. And, you know, we try to, and all of a sudden they're not getting any better. They're on this medication and we're fussing with the doses or fussing with the agent, you know, whether it be natural or synthetic, and that patient's health is deteriorating and it just breaks my heart.
Yeah, I got to confess that I've seen a lot of patients come in who've been on thyroid for years and they still have every thyroid symptom. They're being managed by good endocrinologists, you know, good people that I've known for years, but they'll say, well, maybe they're not exercising, they're eating badly, they're going to look for outside things. And the patients will be in front of me just saying, no, I eat well, I try and exercise, but I still have every symptom despite my lab values being normal and being on synthetic or natural. I have it in both avenues. And what you're saying absolutely makes sense to me, that the thyroid needs to not just have hormone replacement beat up on top of it, but the ability for those hormones to function as well, which is going to get into nutrients and other things, right, Amira?
Sure. And if you think about it, if you only have 5 minutes with your doctor, and I know that's the case with some, it's going to be really easy for that doctor to write a script and you be on your way instead of scratching his head and going, okay, hey, let's just really think this through, because where in your process, your body, is your thyroid interrupted? You know, where along the... And so I think that we've got some bigger problems that we are definitely going to have to do another show and talk about. But thank you so much for listening. Please stay with us. We are going to be back and we're going to talk about treating those symptoms, because if you need to treat the symptoms, or if you're going to treat the symptoms, you got to find the cause. We'll be right back.